Item number 7, from the Director of Human Resources, providing a verbal status update on the recruitment efforts to fill the positions of Medical Director, Chief Psychiatrist, and Medical Administrator for Milwaukee County Correctional Facilities. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning. We are joined by our Director of Human Resources, Ms. Carrie Mitchell. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please give us your update.
Sure. Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. I'd like to give you a brief update on sort of what's transpired so far and a little bit about the recruitment plan we've developed and what the status is at this point in time. First of all, on October 31st, Rick Session, our Deputy Director of HR, and myself were invited into a meeting with Inspector Schmidt, parties from the ACLU and from legal aid as well as our attorneys to really talk about the critical need to fill these senior level medical positions and how critical that was at that point in time. And we specifically talked about the administrator, the medical director position, and the chief psychiatrist positions. And really, at this point in time, to give you a little bit of a background, we haven't really found any history of the Human Resources Department having been involved in any type of recruitment for medical positions anywhere in the county in the past, not just the sheriff's office, BHD. It's just not something that, for whatever reason, I can't explain, HR just hasn't been a part of. And so this, for us, is the first time we've really been engaged in this type of recruitment. So we're very happy to help, and we've been working vigorously on this particular matter. But I just wanted to highlight that. Since that time, the last four and a half weeks or so, we initially started by working our network. We started talking with individuals who specialize in recruiting senior-level medical positions. I've talked with people who do recruitment at other prisons. We really started working the network to just gain some different contacts. So we built this recruitment plan, which really has two key parts. The first is really focusing on that short-term critical hiring. And so what we're doing right now is working with a vendor that specializes in placing locum tenens. And for those of you who aren't familiar with locum tenens, those are physicians that work on a temporary basis. Hospitals do this all the time. They get locums from anywhere in the country who come in. They might work for 6 to 9 months, that type of thing. So we're kind of, as quickly as we can, trying to find some individuals who can fill particularly the medical director and chief psychiatrist positions. Then we can breathe a little and then focus on the longer-term effort of really filling those positions for the long term. And there are some firms that we're looking at right now that we're hoping can assist with that process.
So. Great. Questions from committee members. Supervisor Schmidt.
I guess in talking with the sheriff, I mean, this has gone on so long, and I want to make sure I get the title right. We've had several times over the months, years, Deputy Inspector Niklewicz. It was his duty, according to Inspector Schmidt, I thought, and I know you were certainly involved personally, too, to spend day and night trying to fill these positions. So, with new human resources coming on, I don't know why I wasn't part of the process. I know it's the sheriff's responsibility, but you would think, again, there'd be cooperation, we'd be working together. There are websites, there are headhunters. In your discussions with the sheriff, do you have the deposit of information? What groups have been contacted? What websites have been looked at? Where are the obstacles? I mean, are you starting from scratch, or do you have the hundreds of hours of work that the Sheriff Department has supposedly, or I'm not supposedly, I'm sure they have, put into trying to fill these positions? And, it was a non-answer. Where are we? Are we close to getting something? We're on crisis mode for quite a while already. I didn't hear any urgency in your voice either, and I'd like to hear urgency, and I'd like to hear that we're close to getting something, and if not, why not? I'm sorry, I'm a little frustrated with the whole process, like you've seen. Thank you.
Sure.
Ms. Mitchell?
Yeah. Two things. First of all, Inspector Schmidt was, we've been very open and collaborative during this process. He did provide an overview of some of the resources that they've been trying to tap into. I don't have information on how, the volume of that or how regularly or what kind of candidates, I think he can speak to this. I think they had a lot of struggles with, they had candidates in hand, but then there were background issues and so forth. So we were able to weed through and figure out what's not been successful so we can focus on what we can. Secondly, though, yesterday, I believe, Rick and I had a conference call with this recruiter we're working with. He's told us that he should have candidates in hand to us by this Monday the 10th. So he's...
No, we're talking.
Yeah. So, sorry, I should have probably said that at the beginning.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, he's really working hard. And the great thing about this vendor is he specializes in locum tenens that are local. So we can keep the cost, mileage, lodging, those types of costs that usually come with locums, we're hopefully not going to have to deal with. But he's moving pretty fast. So it's my hope.
Well, my thought would be I when you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, I'm not worried about bringing someone in for a meal or something like that. I'm looking for people who are the best qualified by far. Ideally, if in this area, that'd be terrific. But to you know, anyway, limit our choice in any of those areas, I think is foolish. And mm-hmm. You know, we've been looking so hard for so long that I'm not going to throw out any candidate. And it's very good to hear that, you know, Mr. Session are working on it. I mean, supposedly we had people putting, you know, an extraordinary amount of time into doing these kinds of things. And I know it's easier said than done. I know we had candidates. I know the background. But very good to hear you from the beginning say that, you know, we have some people coming on it and, you know, we're working hard at it. And there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And I hope that's the summary I'm getting from your remarks. Thank you.
It is. I would just like to highlight, though, that when we get these candidates in hand, the credentialing process alone takes about 4 to 6 weeks. So, and that's all of the background, making sure there are no sanctions against them, that they have the credentials they say they have. So we'll get these candidates in hand, but that process does still take a little bit of time. So I'm just, we're close. But
And my last point would be, sorry, thank you, is that we did sticker neck, we provided substantial monies also. And one of the stumbling blocks before was, well, these people come at a higher price. We can't, well, the board went out of its way again to do that and give you some tools and put some money into this, not just say, we'll go out and hire some. We put substantially extra dollars into these positions to make sure we could draw some candidates. So I'm sure you have a plus to work with there.
Yes, I have no worries about that.
That's good to hear. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Mitchell, who initiated the meeting in October between you and the Sheriff's Department, your office and the Sheriff's Department?
If I recall correctly, the meeting was set up in Corp Counsel, and we were asked to come up by Corp Counsel to attend that meeting. I don't know if it was at the request of the Sheriff's Office or not, but that's how it transpired.
Perhaps Corp Counsel could answer that.
I'm not sure she heard the question.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not certain I heard the entire question.
Right.
I believe it was, how did HR get involved in this process? Is that the correct?
Essentially so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did reach out to Ms. Mitchell and ask her to attend the meeting, but that request was at the request of Inspector Schmidt, who indicated, given the fact that this process of trying to recruit the people on board was going to fall on Ms. Mitchell's shoulders, that it made sense for her to be at the table.
Thank you. And how long have these critical positions been vacant at that point? You say this is 4.5 weeks ago or thereabouts.
Mr. Chairman, it's my understanding that the positions, the three positions that we're talking about, it's been a few years. I want to say 2 years maybe for the one position and maybe up to 8 for the other one.
And now in 4.5 weeks as opposed to 2 years, you're going to have a list of candidates available to us.
Hopefully. I can't speak again to what's transpired in the past and what the market was at various points in time. It's pretty hard to find positions, but that's true.
It is kind of surprising that you guys weren't pulled into the mix earlier, given the fact that you have expertise in this area that presumably the Sheriff's Office doesn't possess, at least to the degree that your office would. I'm glad to see that this finally was done, that expertise was brought to bear in an appropriate and professional way, and we'll look forward to a positive result. But 2.5 years passing with these positions unfilled, I would only say that we are terribly lucky that we didn't have a major incident that resulted in a major lawsuit, or at least none that I know of, having resulted in that interim period. Because penny wise and pound foolish has bitten us in the tail more than once. And this could well have been one of those cases. But thank you for your efforts.
You're welcome.
I guess it, as far as, let's say, full disclosure, Corporation Counsel, this item is also being litigated, correct? This is in regards to, in essence, the privatization of the house for inmate medical with Armor, as you know, mean to editorialize. I know that what the board has done is from a policy standpoint, but Armor was able to provide these positions. Now the board has gone the other way. Again, it wasn't unanimous, but the reason I bring this up is that we need to barrel forward to move forward. But Corporation Counsel, please let us know what the status of the lawsuit is.
Mr. Chairman, earlier this week there was a motion hearing before Judge Brash. The motion was initiated on behalf of the sheriff via his attorney, Whitcomb, and essentially two issues were heard on that date. The first was whether or not the sheriff had unilateral authority to contract out inmate medical care per his constitutional authority granted him. And then the second one just dealt with the Christensen decree itself and the lifting of the medical monitor piece, so part two of the Christensen decree. Judge Brash did issue a ruling on the date of the hearing, and he found, number one, that the sheriff does not have unilateral authority granted him via his constitutional duties to contract out inmate medical care. But secondarily, because these positions are not filled yet, the judge also did not lift the decree. So we still do have the medical monitor in place.
Okay. I don't know if anybody else would like to respond, but I wanted to at least make the committee aware that this is ongoing. And so anything else? This is for informational purposes, and so if there's no further, ladies, thank you. And we'll look to the